الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله، وذ فضل کرم and احسان of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has gathered us in His house on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. This particular masjid and this particular locality, the musallis of this particular masjid, have always attracted a very special mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen certain bandas of His in the dunya, whom we term as Ahle Dil, people of heart, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with His muhabbat, with His love, and whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows for them to experience the qurb, the closeness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and they are blessed with a certain level of ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For many, many years, my late Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, whom we know whatever I've mentioned just now, all that was very, very befitting for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with all of that. And Allah Pak could have kept him anywhere in the world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for him to be here and chose for you to be in his close proximity. So this is why I say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercies are on this community, on the musallis of this masjid. After Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali departed from this dunya at his appointed time when Allah Pak wanted to take him away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this masjid again with a very, very senior alim, somebody who is sahib-e-nisbat, somebody who is a khalifa of a great arif billah. So again here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies are on this community, are on this masjid, are on the people of this area. So we make dua that Allah Rabbul Izzat give us the tawfiq to derive benefit from these people whom we term as Ahle Dil. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to always say, and you may be knowing it better than me, that a dog also has a heart, but it is not called Ahle Dil. The real purpose of the human heart is to have the deep-hearted love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deep-hearted love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that heart must be in the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. This was a couplet that we heard many, many times from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, that all desires, all other ones have now left my heart. Oh Allah, you come into my heart now. The heart is now empty for you. You come into my heart. Many a times when that couplet comes to mind, then I make dua to Allah Pak, Ya Allah, make us such that we are also worthy of saying that. Otherwise we know how many things our hearts are involved in. With regards to the people of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fi shughulin faqihun. On the day of Qiyamah, they will be so engrossed in that close proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the different in'amat, the different blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be bestowing upon them, that nothing else will matter to them on that day. The ferociousness of the fire of Jahannam will not cause them to become afraid. Whatever other punishments, azab, everything that may be taking place on the day of Qiyamah, that will not affect them. Because they will be so engrossed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will be totally occupied in that love. And wallahi, this is exactly the sifat of those who have the love of Allah ta'ala in their hearts, even in this dunya. That they are so engrossed in that love for Allah ta'ala, that the nitty-gritty things of this dunya doesn't affect them. It doesn't worry them. Whether the stock markets are up or the stock markets are down, whether the fuel price went up or went down, it doesn't trouble them. It doesn't get them so perturbed that they go into some type of a depression and they are so worried and they are in a state of anxiety. Because their hearts are occupied with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person who has Allah ta'ala in his heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enarmors that person. So many times you have heard that example, that just as we get the Swiss waterproof watches, the divers sometimes use those waterproof watches and they dive deep down into the oceans, so many tons of water around that watch, but not a single drop of water goes into that watch. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that his Shaykh, Hazrat Hakim, Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Na'ud Barakatuhu, had mentioned this example. And Hazrat used to explain that is exactly what happens to that heart, which is engrossed with the love of Allah Ta'ala, which is in the yard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes that heart gham-proof. Things happen, halat will take place, sicknesses come, poverty, whatever it may be. But this person's heart doesn't get affected. Nothing affects that heart. The ayat-e kareema that we recited in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that say to the ummah, that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. I'm not going into the tafsir of the ayat. But from this ayat-e kareema, we learn that the affair between a banda and his Allah is a love affair. It is a love affair. A person must be in love with Allah Rabbul Izzat. A person must not only comply with the commands of Allah Ta'ala out of some type of fear. That may be in the initial stages, the person is frightened for Jahannam, is frightened for some type of azab, that's why he's reading his namaz, that's why he's lowering his gaze. But in reality, this relationship needs to develop into a relationship of love, into a relationship of muhabbat. That out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't break the commands of Allah. And our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explained so many times, that even the fear that we have for Allah Rabbul Izzat, it is a fear that is born out of love. It is not a fear like how a person fears some robber or a person fears some predator, some wild animal that is going to devour him. It's not that type of a fear. It is a fear that a person has when he loves someone. He doesn't want to break that person's heart. Now obviously we cannot break the heart of Allah Ta'ala. We cannot even talk like that in terms of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But it is that type of a fear that I don't want to displease my beloved. In the kitab, Ashik-e-Sadiq, which was actually a majlis of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali that was transcribed, Allah Pak grant jazai khair to all those who were involved in that khidmat and all those who are still making that khidmat, Allah Pak grant them jazai khair, assist them in their work, grant ikhlas and cause for these kitabs to go far and wide. So in that kitab, Ashik-e-Sadiq, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that the demands of love are two. One is that the person does everything. Whatever he does it to please his beloved. And the second demand is, he doesn't do anything that displeases his beloved. These are the two demands of love. However, in our dunyavi life, we get caught up. Each one of us, we have our own idols. Some person, his idol may be a pretty face. Some person, his idol may be gambling. Some person, his idol may be some intoxicant. Some person, his idol is riyakari. He's boasting, he's showing off, he doesn't have ikhlas. Allah Pak protect us, Allah Pak save us. So each person has his own idol. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, after mentioning this in that kitab, he gave the incident of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and he said that we should learn from here. Learn the lesson of love from the sunnah of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. This love for Allah Ta'ala must develop to such a degree that just as in the dunya, when a person, whatever I am saying to you is from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, all from the kitab, I am just quoting to you most of it. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentions there in the kitab that in this dunya, when a person has got muhabbat for someone, if his friend has to ask him to do something, or his beloved has to ask him to do something, sometimes even if it is an illicit beloved, Allah Pak protect us, but he will say to his beloved, for you anything. Say, for you anything. You want it done, for you anything. Don't we hear that cliche all the time? For you anything. You ask your friend to do something, say, for you anything. We need to develop that type of love for Allah Ta'ala, that when it comes to the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, we can say, Ya Allah, for you anything. Whatever your command is, whether I must wake up in a cold winter's morning for my Fajr Salah, I will do it. Whether I have to wake up very early in the summer month, I will do it. Whatever you have commanded, in my logic, I think my face looks better without a beard, wa na'uzu billah. But oh Allah, you made it the sunnah of your beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will keep the beard on my face. The whole world can be wearing their pants beneath the ankle. And the kuffar can say that that is how a pant should be worn. But my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore it above the ankle. So I will follow that. For you, O Allah, anything. Like how the lovers in this dunya, a man who 20 years ago never wore a pink shirt, now all of a sudden it becomes fashion and he is intoxicated with fashion. Now with pride, with all his muscles, he will put on a pink shirt. 20 years ago he said, no, that's for girls. Boys don't wear that. So how we change and we endure anything just to appease beloveds of this dunya, to appease the fashion. We haven't developed that love for Allah Ta'ala that we can say, oh my Allah, for you anything. If you have said that that is the fashion of a Muslim, then I will do that. If you have said that you want this of me now, I will do it. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, the story is very, very famous. Most of us may be knowing the story. But the point came in his Mubarak life, where the home in which he was living as a slave at that time, in the governor's home. And we know Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, what handsomeness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with. So the governor's wife, she got infatuated with the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, and she had evil intentions. She locked up the doors of the home and she expressed her desire to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident in the Quran Sharif. قَالَ هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَنْ نَفْسِي. Before that, the ayat is not coming to my mind. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. That she desired Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. She locked the doors. And in the end now she expresses her desire. When she has Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam in the innermost room of her home. And she calls him to come forward. He is a young man. She is a beautiful woman. There is nobody else present. But Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, he says, Ma'azallah. Ma'adallah. In other words, he sought protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu rabbi ahsana mathwai. Innahu la yuflihu al-zalimun. In other words, I'm just giving you the gist of it, that my Allah has taken care of me in such a beautiful way. And my Allah doesn't let a zalim. We say that certain governments, certain people are zalims, they are oppressing their nations. Wallahi, when we commit guna, we are also making zulam. We are also classified as a zalim. When we switch the television on, when we start listening to music, when we are committing zina of the eyes, we are also making zulam. And innahu la yuflihu al-zalimun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرَّآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. That Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, he had a thought in his mind, and she had a very strong desire. Now the Mufassirin, they go into detail, explaining the different thought, etc. But we know that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, they are masoom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, they are masoom. But why I am mentioning this point is that many times we get very, very perturbed when some thought of guna comes into the mind. A person gets very perturbed when some thought of guna comes into the mind. That thought of guna, we must regard it as charcoal. Burn it in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thought of guna is not a guna. If a person is keeping roza, and during the day, it's a hot day, and he feels thirsty, and in his mind the thought comes that, why don't you have an ice cold glass of water? Will that break his roza? It will not break his roza. In fact, when he will ignore that thought, and he will say, Ya Allah, it is for you that I am ignoring this thought. It is your command that I should not drink now. Then feel the ecstasy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put in that heart. The love that will come into that heart, that feeling of joy, that I am complying with the command of my Allah. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, immediately he says, Ma'ad Allah. And then Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam runs away from there. And Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, Fafirru ila Allah. When Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi used to make Umrah also, when he used to make Sa'i, and when he would come to Milayn Akhdarain, then he would advise that here when you are jogging, when you are going from the one light to the next light, then think in your mind that, oh Allah, I went round and round looking for you. Round and round looking for you, I went around your house. This is not in some hadith or some Quran Sharif ayat or something. But this is to get our mindset right. To understand that that Umrah and that Hajj, it is not just a ritual. It's not a test of our physical fitness. But it is an ibadat of muhabbat. It's an ibadat of love. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that now when you are jogging from the one light to the next light, then think to yourself that I am running to my Allah. I am now running to my Allah. I've left everything else now. Now I am running to my Allah. And that should be our life. Our whole life we are just running to our Allah. The best day in our life will be the day when our souls will be presented to our Allah. That is what a believer is waiting for. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, he ran from there. He didn't think that these doors are locked. How am I going to open these doors? How am I going to get away from here? He just ran. What was within his capability, he did. He ran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then caused for those doors to be opened. But then look at it. Sometimes we do a little bit, we make a little bit of qurbani, a little bit of effort. We make dua for a few days. And then we see that nothing is happening. We get upset. Sometimes a person says that I'm reading namaz, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But I'm still not getting a job. I still can't find a wife. My debts are still not getting paid. Now look at Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. He runs away from this situation of guna. But what happens? What happens? The governor walks into the house I'm not going into all the details, but the end result was that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was put into prison. Now what we would have said, I'm running away from a guna and now see what happened to me. I got myself landed in prison. If a person has to go for a job interview and they tell him to remove his beard, and if he says, no, I'm going to remain steadfast, I'm going to tell them that you either accept me with my beard or not. Now if they don't give him the job, and if his iman is not made up, now he will start blaming the beard. Just a few days back, a lady who got divorced, so she says, now I've removed my niqab. I've removed my niqab, because how am I going to get a job with a niqab? So this is what happens to us, that a little bit of test, and we give up. But look at Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, when the prison sentence is given to him, he says, Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilay. That, oh Allah, this prison sentence, me going into prison, this is more beloved to me than getting involved in that guna. And then with a little bit of sabr, remaining in that prison, after that, in the very dunya, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam himself becomes the governor. Later on, he becomes the king. And that same Zulaykha is given in his nikah. Now is given to him in nikah. And this type of qurbani, this type of steadfastness was not only by the men. This was a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi after that mentions the story of Hazrat Maryam Alayhi Salaam. And he says, learn from her taqwa. Learn from her taqwa. That when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam down to come and blow into her so that she will now conceive Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salaam. So it is mentioned, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned there in the kitab, that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down in the form of a very handsome man. And this was a test for Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. She is a young woman. She is alone in solitude. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down in the form of a handsome man and he approaches her. The first thing she says, Inni a'udhu bil-Rahmani minka in kunta taqiyya. Here again, the first thing, in short, she seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She says to him, if you got some fear of Allah ta'ala in you, then stay away from me. So how does this come? Why is it that when we are faced with some guna, we don't respond like this? We fall headlong into the sin. We need to make some qurbani. We need to make some effort. Stay in the company of the saliheen. Stay in the company of those who have conditioned their hearts, those who have the love of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. And slowly, slowly, these things will come into us also. That awareness, that himmat, as Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to make dua, Ya Allah, give us himmat like lions against nafs and shaitan. Don't let us be like the proverbial fox. How many times have we heard that? Give us himmat like lions against nafs and shaitan. That we must not fall prey to the plots of nafs and shaitan. Ask Allah Pak for help. Stay in the company of the saliheen. Make some effort. And it won't happen overnight. I will conclude with this one example Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had given. That when a person finds out that there is water somewhere, and now he wants to dig a borehole, so he will start digging. He will dig something for many, many meters. And in fact, initially when he digs, it's a little easy. As he goes a few meters down, now he gets a rock. Now it gets even more difficult. And whatever he's taking out is of no benefit. He can't drink it, he can't quench his thirst, nothing. But if he perseveres, he keeps on digging, he keeps on digging, then eventually he will reach a stage where there is some mud. There is some mud. There's some water and soil mixed. But this too cannot help him much. But what will happen? He will now get some encouragement to continue. And if he remains with istiqamat and he digs a little bit more, Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause him to reach pure water. This water will quench not only his thirst, but it will quench the thirst of so many others. And then Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to give the example of the borehole here at the masjid. That how many people can make wuzu, how many people can utilize that water. So the hearts of the arifin, the hearts of the ahlullah, they have got this water of love. But we need to stay there. Stay with them so long that eventually they give us a place in their hearts. When they will give us a place in their hearts, then that fire of love will also be lit in our hearts. Those that are gone, Allah Pak fill their qabrs with noor. But now, make use of those that are with us. Otherwise soon they too will be gone. Then what are we going to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.